This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And when you look at the midterm elections, you not only see the soaring level of passion and interest and participation, the highest numbers ever for a midterm election in terms of people considering it important, saying they're going to go out and vote. And what does that mean in terms of the final outcome? Well, Josh Krashauer, who is the senior political correspondent over at Axios, he's been a guest on the show before, always enjoyed his insights and appreciated them. He has two recent pieces. One is entitled The Dems Blue State Alarm. In other words, alarms that the Democrats have sent out in states that they normally would be carrying because they are, in fact, blue states. And then more recently, a red light alarm worry under the Dems Senate struggles. Josh, appreciate your participation. What about this red wave that people are talking about now in the last 2 weeks before the election? Do you think it's real?
It certainly looks real by the actions of both political parties. One of the things that we reported at Axios is that Republicans are spending over $25 million to defend, or to go after, I should say, Democrats in some of the bluest parts of the country, in districts that Joe Biden won by double digits in the last election. And you're talking about places like New York and California and Oregon, Rhode Island, Connecticut. You don't see competitive races in a lot of these places, and haven't seen them in quite a while. And the money being invested and the aggressive offense that Republicans are taking suggests that they're seeing very favorable polling. They're seeing momentum in their direction. And it's largely because people are very dissatisfied with the direction of the country. They're worried about the state of the economy, and they're very concerned about safety and security issues, crime and immigration to a lesser extent. And on the other side of the aisle, Democrats have run on abortion and protecting abortion rights, which was very effective for quite some time. But they're also finding in the final few weeks of this campaign that the candidates who are only running on abortion or predominantly running on abortion are risking being seen as a single issue candidates, I should say, that are not focused on the broader challenges and broader issues that a lot of swing voters care about.
Well, I woke up this morning and I actually couldn't believe it, but there is a lot of attention to the governor's race in New York, where Lee Zeldin, who was considered basically a sacrificial candidate, I think when he won the nomination for governor in New York against the incumbent governor, the Democrat Kathy Hochul, there are now reputable polls that show the race very close to the margin of error. Do you think that a place like New York, or over on the other side of the country, a place like Oregon, places that have been considered to be completely safe for Democrats, do you think that Tina Kotek in Oregon and Kathy Hochul in New York have something to worry about?
So in wave elections, you always see a few surprises. And governor's races tend to be a little bit less partisan than the races for the Senate and for the House. And in those races you're talking about, Michael, those are races where crime is the number one issue. And that's an issue that transcends party. If you live in Portland, if you live in New York City, you're seeing the rise in violent crime. You're seeing people being pushed into subways and a whole lot of disorder in the streets compared to where things were not that long ago. And that is an issue that, I mean, any Democrat across the country in a swing state or even a blue state that is seen as a very progressive criminal justice activist type is paying a pretty strong political penalty in this political environment. New York you know, there's a bail law that went into effect a few years ago that has allowed some criminals to get back on the streets after committing some of these petty crimes, and they can commit other crimes. And that is really what people are seeing with their own two eyes, and they're holding it against the Democratic Party, the party that's in power in a state like New York or a state like Oregon, where Portland is dealing with, you know, a lot of crime and a lot of homelessness. And so, those, you know, issues still matter. The reality on the ground still matters, and that can sometimes transcend partisanship. So you combine the state of the economy, which is pretty gloomy, with the individual issues in some of these states and metropolitan areas, and that's what creates a wave. That's why Republicans are feeling awfully optimistic about the state of play with a few weeks left to go.
Well, and I hope they can continue that optimism by actually doing something about those issues when they're elected. In Oregon, there is a piece in the Portland Oregonian today about the issue of graffiti, which 61% of voters consider to be a very important issue. Now, why should this be a partisan issue? Because Democrats have been running absolutely everything and allowing this graffiti to flourish. What do you say about that? If again, as I'm sure she will, Christine Drazen, the Republican nominee for governor in Oregon, responds to this kind of poll and says, we got to do something about it, and all the recent Democratic governors and the recent Democratic mayors of Portland and elsewhere have done nothing about it.
Well, speaking of doing that, I mean, one of the issues that connects those two governors' races is that there were either referendums or bills passed in the last few years that have coincided with the spike in violent crime and disorder in these cities. So in New Oregon, actually, it was a referendum that Oregon voters supported legalizing measures of hard drugs, of not just marijuana, but heroin and cocaine and methamphetamine, you name it. And ever since that passed, whether it's coincidence or not, crime went up through the roof in Portland. Same thing with New York and this bail law that basically loosened the regulations, which basically made it easier for criminals to go back on the streets after committing crimes. And that was a law that passed just a few years ago, and it coincided with a huge spike in crime and violent crime. So, like, maybe it's a coincidence, but I think a lot of voters are like, hey, this is not working out here. And if we elect, and the Democrats, the ones running for governor, are sticking by for the most part, the laws that passed. They're not saying that we need to do a course correction. We need to realize that maybe we made a mistake here. And that's where the opportunity, politically speaking at least, has been for these Republican candidates. You know, it's one thing if you're a Democrat and you're saying, I want to fund the police. I think we made a mistake. We need to, you know, do more to crack down on crime. But in some of these races, the ideology is really taking over. And even when these Democrats are taking heat politically, they're still holding their ground and not changing their actions. And that's why someone like a Governor Hochul, she's in a very blue state. Like, I'd be surprised to this day that if she lost to Lee Zeldin. But if she does, it's because of the fact that she did not moderate enough. She did not change her governing strategy to deal with these pressing crises across the state, and especially in New York City.
They're now saying at Real Clear Politics they're projecting a 53-47 Republican edge in the U.S. Senate. Do you think that's about right?
You know, that's a little, it's on the bullish side. You know, the way I would put it is I think Republicans now have a pretty clear path to get the one seat that they need. You know, there are about three pure toss-ups. I would say Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia are 50-50 type races. And the trend lines look like they're more in the Republican Party's favor. You know, if it's a really good night for Republicans, if it's a really true wave election, you could see someone like a state like Arizona possibly flipping. You could certainly see like Herschel Walker, despite his challenges, getting elected to the Senate. That's how you get to 50. I think you have to win Arizona. You probably have to get either Colorado or New Hampshire to get to 53 seats. So it would take a really big wave to get to 53, but it's certainly a possibility.
And you could have Tiffany Smiley win in the state of Washington. Josh Kwashower, appreciate your insight and perspective. His most recent pieces are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back on slavery on the ballot. Who's going to vote for slavery? Well, there might be reason to in at least one argument perspective. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Washington Policy Center sounded the alarm on the stealth income tax on capital gains and exposed emails showing the ultimate goal of a broad-based income tax. Join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to our weekly newsletter or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo keynoting our annual dinner in Bellevue. That's on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, I mentioned that slavery was going to be on the ballot, which sounds and should get your attention. You want to vote no on slavery? Well, you'll have the chance to vote no on slavery in 5 different states. What is this about, you might ask? Because actually we have an amendment to the Constitution, the 13th Amendment, which the story of the 13th Amendment is actually very well told in the movie Lincoln by Steven Spielberg, for which Daniel Day-Lewis won the Oscar for playing our greatest president. But the 13th Amendment made slavery illegal explicitly everywhere. So why do you have to vote against slavery if you live in Nebraska or Georgia or a number of other places? Well, the reason you have to do it, or would maybe want to do it, is, as it reports in the New York Times, ballot measures in five states could end slavery for those convicted of crimes. Voters in five U.S. states where slavery or involuntary servitude remains legal as a punishment for people who are convicted of crimes will vote next month on whether to ban the practice outright. If passed, the measures in Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont could open a door for prisoners there to challenge forced labor for which most are paid pennies while in prison per hour, and in some cases they're paid not at all. Legal experts cautioned that the ballot measures would not likely have any immediate legal effect if they are passed, but prisoners and their advocates say the measures would send an instant message that Americans' freedom from slavery does not hinge on whether or not they have committed a crime. Really? That's going to be an issue? The jobs that prisoners do vary widely and include doing laundry, serving food in prisons, building furniture for colleges and schools, and manufacturing license plates. Several states, including Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas, pay prisoners nothing for most jobs. Claudia M. Flores, a law professor at Yale and an author of the ACLU report on prison labor, said much of prisoners' work went toward running the prison itself. This is an entire industry of workers that are really maintaining part of our government, part of our state. She and other experts noted that many prisoners who worked jobs did not want to get rid of prison work because some had been able to learn skills to make some money and to be productive with their time. If you believe that part of the purpose of prisons is rehabilitation, is it wrong to compel people to work to pay some of the cost of putting food on their table? It seems to me that there are a number of, first of all, legally, there's no question because they're very explicit in the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So let us keep that in mind when we look at the slavery initiatives that are appearing on these five states. Let's go to your calls and to Jeff in Seattle. Jeff, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, Michael, I'm disappointed with you for not calling out more of these freak show Republicans they got running, you know, and like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, can you see them being heads of committees? And, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, why didn't she, when she got elected, why didn't she take a bunch of her Q people with a CSI team and go down to the basement of the Capitol and find these rooms where all these babies were being sacrificed and their blood being drained?
Well, she had to build up her credibility. I agree with you. I think that putting Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz in charge of any committee or any position of responsibility with the new Congress would be a disaster. It would be damaging to the country and damaging most of all to the Republican Party. The idea, though, that Marjorie Taylor Greene represents a majority of Republicans is I don't think accurate. And that's why you really find that one of the political points that Republicans running for Congress and running for the Senate seem to have dropped is the idea of overturning the election. Marjorie Taylor Greene still believes it has to be overturned, and she's very eager to start investigations, and she's already introduced resolutions to impeach Joe Biden. But it should be obvious to people that that kind of approach, criminalizing the other side, is partially what happens on the left sometimes. And whenever it happens, whether it's on the right or the left, it damages the country. And are you saying that you think that because Marjorie Taylor Greene... No, he dropped off. Okay. But look, I appreciate the challenge. There's a very lengthy Robert Draper article in the New York Times Magazine about Marjorie Taylor Greene. And there's some people who work around her, including members of her staff, who basically are taking the position that she has moderated some of her positions, particularly the ones that are involved with QAnon, where she definitely had a previous involvement. There's also obviously sad news today from St. Louis, where a high school, and it's considered one of the better high schools in the St. Louis system. It's St. Louis High School Monday morning, this morning. There are three people killed, including the suspect, who shouted, "You are all going to die," as he opened fire on campus. The male suspect, whose identity was not released, but is believed to have been in his 20s, so he wouldn't have been a student at that high school, was gunned down inside Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, part of the St. Louis Public Schools. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported a woman and a teen girl were also killed in the shooting, which led seven more people injured, the newspaper reported. When we find out more about this, we'll let you know. But again, it's one of those areas where we certainly can do better in the United States in making our schools safe. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's report card reveals many U.S. students aren't making the grade. The National Assessment of Education Progress found that math scores for both 4th and 8th graders declined by record levels. Reading scores also fell, with much of the decline attributed to the COVID-19 pandemic. Two alleged Chinese spies are accused of interfering with a probe into a telecommunications giant. Attorney General Merrick Garland outlined some of the details in the case.
The defendants believed that they had recruited the U.S. employee as an asset, but in fact, the individual they recruited was actually a double agent working on behalf of the FBI.
CNN is reporting the company is Huawei. The spies are accused of asking for numerous things, including witnesses and possible charges Huawei could face. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And in St. Louis, the shooting this morning, the police have confirmed that the shooter was about 20 years old, but they did not yet provide a name for him or for his victims. There is a woman and a teenage girl killed. The teenage girl, presumably a student. They have not identified whether the woman killed in the shooting was a teacher. The eyewitnesses said they heard the shooter declare, "You were all going to die." The gunman broke into the St. Louis High School, the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, forcing students to barricade doors and huddle in classroom corners to jump from windows and run out of the building to seek safety. One terrorized girl said she was eye to eye with a shooter before his gun apparently jammed and she was able to run away. The city's police chief said fast actions by a security guard and police officers who ran to the gunfire helped end the shooting before more people were killed or hurt. And it was horrible. Speaking at a news conference, Chief of Police Michael Sachs said the shooter was about 20 years old. The superintendent of schools in St. Louis, Kelvin Adams, said seven security guards were in the school at the time, each at an entry point of the locked building. One of the guards noticed the man trying to get in at a locked door, but he couldn't get in. The guard then notified school officials and ensured police were contacted, and they were there almost immediately. This just from a few moments ago. As kids were filing out of the school, students told officers the suspect was armed with a long gun. The police chief, Michael Sack, said that officers heard the gunfire and ran toward it. The officers found the shooter, and they exchanged gunfire. The shooter was struck and taken to the hospital where he died. Approximately 20 years old, not identified yet. No officers, thank God, were injured in the confrontation. there is that, and again, the interesting thing is here. Look, I think it's important to find out who this individual was to try to determine if he had a history of mental illness, which seems highly probable, and whether there should have been, as there is in almost all these cases, a reason to believe that people with that kind of history of dangerous mental illness should have closer supervision, a less ability to perpetrate horrors like this. But what's troubling to me about on the left is they're going to be fascinated by what kind of gun it was he was carrying, as if somehow addressing your attempts at remediation, at reducing this risk of this kind of activity, as if that all depends on a certain make or model or kind of weapon rather than on a certain kind of person and a certain kind of human problems that we tend not to take nearly seriously enough in our society. I'll tell you one of the things that needs to be taken seriously in our society is some of the tired, aging, exhausted leadership that we have in Washington that needs a change. Nancy Pelosi's 82 years old, and she basically was asked very directly about her future as a leader of the Democrats in the House. This was on CBS's Face the Nation, 3.2.
You told Andrea Mitchell earlier this week, we need generational change, but in some cases there's no substitute for experience.
Right.
Will you remain in leadership in the new Congress?
I'm not talking about that. I'm here to talk about how we win the election.
But to deliver on all these things.
I was only paying Andrea a compliment for all the experience that she has. But the fact is, we need to...
So you may or you may not.
I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about the future, America's working families, for the children. It's always about the children.
Okay. What that is it's basically an answer yes. If the unlikely event that the Democrats maintain control of the House, you will continue as Speaker. That at least is the way that I hear it. She also talked on Face the Nation about the need to change the conversation away from inflation. Why? The dumbest reason you can imagine. Listen, this is... Clip three.
And the fact is that when I hear people talk about inflation, as I heard him there, we have to change that subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon.
Yes.
The EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
Okay. And that answer... The fact that it is a global problem, first of all, the United States has profound influence on the global economy. Secondly, to use that logic for anything else that is wrong, I mean, crime is not unique to the United States, but it is worse in the United States than it is in many other places. She also speaks about denying any contributing factor to inflation through all of the checks that were sent to people, giving more money to spend and giving fuel to the inflation crisis. This is 3.3.
But on things like sending, you know, those $1,400 checks, putting cash out there.
That's right.
I mean, didn't that end up contributing to inflation? Do you have any regrets about the bills you passed and how you structured them?
No, absolutely not, because that was necessary for people to survive. Our purpose
was that it was inflationary.
But the point is that when you reduce unemployment, it's inflationary. That is a fact.
Okay, and Ali Velshi of MSNBC made it very clear he agrees with Nancy Pelosi. This is clip 12.
Joining me now to discuss this great inflation myth that I just talked about and what's at stake in next month's midterms is the veteran Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence. Listen, one of the things I want to talk to you about specifically is this conversation that I just had about inflation. I do not want to belittle anybody's experience with inflation. We are all feeling it. We are feeling it in our daily lives. It is real, but it has been transformed into something that Republicans, in particular running for Congress, are blaming Joe Biden and Democrats for specifically, when in fact there's no economic evidence or mathematical evidence or any other kind of evidence that that's actually true.
It's absolutely not true. I was just reading China and looking at the UK and other countries that are going through a global epidemic when it comes to our economy.
Okay, look, it's one of the facts of American life that if you are president of the United States, and especially if you've been president of the United States for nearly 2 years, remember, coming up in January, and it's not that far from now, that will be the 2-year anniversary of the Joe Biden regime. You are responsible for what happens on your watch. And the idea that because China has some difficulties, and they certainly do, that Britain has its own difficulties, though I do think they are probably making a good choice for the next prime minister. Rishi Sunak will be a good choice for the Conservative Party. But with all of that, the idea that that means that Joe Biden doesn't take responsibility for what happens while he is president? Isn't that a bizarre double standard? Double standard involving race, showing that racism is not only directed at people of color. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are a series of stories, all of which are worth getting to, it seems to me, that illustrate the point that racism goes both ways. Does racism exist in America? Of course it does. Of course it does. Should it be opposed wherever it rears its ugly head? Yes, of course, certainly. But is the racism always aimed at people of color? Is it always aimed at the same groups? No, it goes both ways. And, for instance, think about this as you hear it. It's an extraordinary thing. The headline is MSNBC host claims minority Republican candidates are not voices of color. This is an MSNBC host, Tiffany Cross, who attacked a minority Republican candidates on Saturday morning, claiming if they were Republicans, they couldn't be voices of color. And by that, she clearly is attacking, well, people like Tim Scott, who, by the way, I think would be a very credible candidate for president. He's a senator from South Carolina. She's talking about John James, who is about to get himself elected to Congress from Michigan, who is an officer in the U.S. Army and someone with a terrific record in the Army, as a matter of fact, who has run before for office as a Republican in Michigan and now is about to win a congressional seat. Comments by Tiffany Cross sounded like this. Listen.
Despite the fact that the GOP's racist rhetoric hasn't slowed down at all, they've begun hyping up their, get this, diverse candidates. Now, according to numbers provided by the National Republican Congressional Committee, 80 of the Republican incumbents and candidates on the ballot next month are women, 33 are Latino, 28 are Black, 13 are Asian, Asian American, and 3 are Native Americans. But faces of color do not always equate to voices of color. And as our own NBC Scott Wong points out in his great reporting, the leadership will still be almost entirely composed of white men. So really, this sounds more like the political equivalent of some of my best friends are Black. Well, joining me now.
Okay, and then she had on Ellie Mistel, who went on to attack Republican senatorial candidate Herschel Walker as a person who lacks independent thoughts. And Herschel Walker responded in a video posted to social media that was over the summer. Shame on MSNBC and shame on him. I'm going to pray for both of them because they need Jesus. And I mean, the whole idea that you cannot represent a black people if you are a Republican or a conservative, how outrageous that is. To say that basically the color of your skin trumps the content of your character. And by the way, that's not all. There's also this, and I can't believe it. This is a column that appeared in by the Washington Post's Perry Bacon. And the headline of the column in the Washington Post was, America's problem is white people keep backing the Republican Party. Can you imagine if someone tried to write a problem? The problem with America is black people keep backing the Democratic Party. Can you imagine what the reaction would be? In any event, Perry Bacon writes, because white people are likely to be the majority of voters for at least two more decades, America is in trouble. Across the country, GOP officials are banning books from public libraries, making it harder for non-Republicans to vote, stripping away black political power, aggressively gerrymandering, censoring teachers and professors, and most important, denying the results of legitimate elections. The majority of America's white voters are enabling and encouraging the GOP's radical anti-democratic turn by continuing to back the party in elections. It's not as much of our political discourse implies that the Democrats have a working class or a middle America or a non-college voter problem. The more important story is that America has a white voter problem. And there is no sign it's going away anytime soon. Just think for a moment. Think for a moment that someone had written a piece in the Washington Post, one of America's leading newspapers, saying the more important story is that America has a black voter problem. And there's no time it's going away anytime soon. Or America has a Latino voter problem. I mean, but anything based on race, this is completely outrageous. And then there's another story from Minnesota, and it's headlined, candidate says white people who quote MLK are trying to uphold white supremacy. A school board candidate who is white, by the way, her name is Jessica Schwinn, suggested white people who quote Dr. Martin Luther King are racist and accused them of advocating for white supremacy. Schwinn called a, quote, family meeting in a TikTok video to reprimand white people, calling them racist and uninformed. They are all upholding white supremacy, she said. Schwinn is running for school board with a slate of candidates calling themselves Four Centennial, which includes Andrew Mayer, Laura Gannon, and Kara Schmitz. This is all in Minnesota. The text introducing the video reads, attention, white people! Family meeting time. How are we going to call out our cousins, in quotes, who misrepresent and or misconstrue Dr. Martin Luther King's words and memory? The video, which is just over a minute long, opens with Schwinn saying, hey, white people, yeah, you're white. Is it possible for a white person to be promoting racism against white people? Sure. I mean, you think about all of the people who are promoting critical race theory. What was her name? D'Angelo, who is at the University of Washington, is prominently involved with that school of thinking and is white. And the same way that you could say, I mean, not everyone who is black is absolved of racism. Not everyone who's white is absolved of racism. But whenever you're looking at someone, the important thing is the content of character, not the color of skin. And it's also what you say. I mean, for Kanye West, given his recent anti-Semitic comments, which have been defended, which would never be defended if they were issued by someone, well, who wasn't Kanye West. I mean, isn't it important that understanding the very essence of racism is judging people not based upon something they say, something they do, from a position that they take, from a record that they've achieved, but judging people solely by the shade of their skin or the nature of their ancestry. It's a shame. April Ryan feels boxed out by Biden, and she says it's because of her race. This is clip 18.
If you push too hard on, say, a white elected official, that you lose access, that there's a backlash.
That's true, that there's always a backlash. Now, the intensity of the backlash depends upon, I guess, who the person is, because we've seen extremes when it comes to that. But no, there's always, and then especially for someone like me, who is not only a black woman, but someone from a network or a entity, a news entity, that they don't perceive as mainstream. My navigation is different from many of those who are in that room that's predominantly white.
Okay, in other words, and she's suggesting that one of the reasons she has had tougher access, getting access to Joe Biden, is because of her race. I mean, really? How about cancel culture coming for Halloween? Now, this is not like my wife's traditional argument with me about whether Halloween is a beautiful thing or not. She thinks it is. I don't. But Halloween canceled and the worst places to survive nuclear war. We'll get to that in this greatest nation on God's green.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.